Good morning. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we come before you this morning in the name of our Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Thanking you, Lord, for the gift of the Spirit and eternal life that is found in him. Open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome. My name is Pastor Kenny. This is the Family Worship Center. And we have handed out to you in your worship folders a prayer card. You can write on that your praises and your prayers, and we'll gather those up here in a little bit, and then we will put them on the altar after we do prayer for you to pray over. Take them home, pray over them each throughout the week. Put them on your refrigerator, put them in your pocket, in your pocketbook, whatever you want to put it in, however you want to phrase that. That's all I have.
Please stand with us. We'll start by singing.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very soul. Holy Spirit, come, invade us now. We are your church, and we need your power in us.
seated. Bonnie's on.
Oh, good morning, church. So I have this plan today. I'm going to try and be a little more organized while I'm up here. Don't know how well this is going to work because that's not my thing. Just saying. But first things first, if you have your prayer cards filled out, my assistant helper is going to come collect them. So just go each aisle and look for somebody who has one. All right. So while he's doing that, we'll get started. So my plan is to start with the things that are on our calendar out there a ways. That's my plan today. So that being said, in November, we will have a potluck, November 19th, Sunday here at Family Worship Center after the service. A sign-up sheet will go out a couple weeks before then for you to sign up to bring a dish to pass. And we are looking for people to cook turkeys. If you are willing and would like to do so, please see Jan Sorensen. This is our Family Worship Center meal, but invite your friends and your family. You know, people, you know, this would be a good time to invite them to get to know your church family. December 24th is a Sunday, that is Christmas Eve, and we will have our normal service at 10 a.m. and a Christmas Eve service at 4 p.m. So be thinking about maybe put that on your calendar. And way out there, pastor's trying to teach me to plan ahead. We are going to be having an Easter deal for kids. I believe it will be the Saturday before Easter, an Easter egg hunt. It's like really in the early planning stages, but be thinking about if you'd be willing to help serve, maybe help plan. If you would like to be a part of that, we're going to need help. I'm expecting God to bring kids to our thing. And it's our outreach, our major outreach. So be thinking about that. Put that on your hearts and your prayer list and be looking forward to that. All right. And we have our Bible studies going on. Martha's group meets 6 p.m. on Monday here at Family Worship Center. Not tomorrow.
Yeah, we have a lot of people going away.
Okay.
So we will resume on
So Monday. They will not meet tomorrow, but the next Monday, because there's scheduling difficulties for people. And on Tuesday is our prayer meeting here at the church, 6:30. On Wednesdays at Dawn and Vern's house, they have their small group from 6 to 8 p.m. And Jamie's small group usually meets Sundays at Jessica's house, but not this Sunday because Jamie's out of town. So that will resume next Sunday. That was really confusing, and I will work on my presentation of that in the future. Let's see. Flipping over. Oh, I forgot. Pastor's got a new study starting, and it's apologetics. Yes. I believe it's an apologetics, which is being able to give a reason for what we believe to those maybe that we are witnessing to. That starts October 29th, right after church, right?
About a half hour after church.
He's giving me time to finish up my stuff back there. So if you're interested, please see Pastor. All right. See, I did forget one. And as my son reminded me and my husband this morning, we are called to move up and out. So we are expecting God to grow us, and that is super exciting. But in doing so, we got to make sure we have room for families, larger families, to sit together, that they would feel welcomed and included, I guess. So just keep that on your hearts and mind to be moving up and moving out. I plan to keep my kids back in the junior church room until 11:25 each day. So just know that, parents, you have a few minutes to chat and snack before you come back. This is in preparation for us getting prepared to be able to sign kids in and out of class. When you check in, you should be getting a code for your kids in that class. That will go to each classroom, and you will have to submit or show that code to be able to retrieve your kids, just to help us to be more careful and, you know, on top of things. No. If you don't come get your kids, I will bring them to you, but you will be reprimanded. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, a fee. I like the fee idea, yes. And just so you know, if you have to leave earlier than 11:25, it is so totally okay to come get your kids. It's just we will still be in class doing class time stuff, so we wouldn't be finished yet. All right, and snack sign up in the kitchen for December. And if you need any church supplies, please see Brock or Pastor Kenny, and they will order them. And it is time now to check in. So please text CHECK, the word CHECK, to 517-522-4062. If you are at home and you would like to check in, we would love for you to do so. This helps us to keep track of our attendance and gives Brock more work to do, which I like. Yeah. And it is also a way for us to keep track of our kids to make sure that, you know, the parents that are supposed to be picking them up are in fact actually picking them up. And also please note, if you text the word ME to that number, you have access to our directory. It will also show you if you're scheduled in any classes. It will allow you to say you're not able to be scheduled for dates if you have vacations. I tried to send out an invite to our app. There's a Church Teams app, which is awesome because it's right there in your hand, and you have the directory and everything right there. So if you didn't get that and you would like to get that, let me know. If you got it and you don't know what to do with it, let me know. Because it's, yeah. And I do believe that's all I have.
Prayer. Yeah, if I can get a hold of them. We have a lot of prayer requests this morning, and this is our time to go to the Lord. In Thessalonians, we're told to pray without ceasing, one of the shorter verses in God's Word. This morning, prayer requests are for a childhood friend of Laureen's, Pam, who has lupus and just been diagnosed with COPD, so we need to keep her in our prayers. Tammy has asked for prayer for a family who lost a loved one unexpectedly yesterday, so keep them in your prayer. Candy's asked for prayer for Jeff Jody? Where are you at? Jody, I'm not even going to try the last name, okay? For peace, comfort as they lay her to rest, for the family, for the loss there. Lorreen has another one for work associates. It's going to be a good day today. boyfriend with cluster headaches has been waiting for 3 weeks for a hospital bed so they can receive treatment. So that's a long time to suffer with a headache. Steve's asked for safe travels and workload stress, so we need to keep Steve in our do you want more stress, or are you just asking? Okay, just asking.
A little bit more.
And Joe's surgery is Tuesday, so keep Joe in your prayers for healing and for the family. I know that that's going to be rough. Are there any other praises or prayer requests? Yes, ma'am.
I would like prayer for Cindy Van Team.
Cindy Van Team? She is struggling with shingles. Yes, we need to keep her in our prayers. Okay, and your son's name, I'm sorry.
Caden.
We need to pray for Caden for the new job. Let's go to the Lord. Father, we come before you with praises, Lord, for who you are. You answer our prayers. You hear us. You are right now here, Lord, with us, and we thank you for that. We ask, Lord, that you would bless Joe through this surgery, that you would be with Caden in this job search, that you would be with Steve, Lord, and give him safe travels and help him, Lord, with this burden. Come alongside him. Be yoked, Lord, with him to carry this burden of stress, Lord, with work. We think of Maureen's friend, Lord, with the cluster headaches. We just ask, Lord, for a hospital bed to be opened up for him so he could receive treatment. We think of Jody's family, Lord, in their loss. Be with them, Lord. Give them comfort and peace, Lord, through all of this, and draw them closer to you through it all. We think of Tammy's friends, Lord, who they'd lost a loved one, Lord, unexpectedly yesterday. So we again ask for comfort and strength, and that through this, Lord, you would open their hearts and minds and draw them unto yourself. We pray, Lord, also for a childhood friend of Laureen's, Pam, Lord. She's just been diagnosed with COPD, and she already has lupus. So we're asking for healing, Lord. We're asking that you would bless her with what she needs, your strength, Lord, your presence and your power. And Lord, we ask as a congregation that you would open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us today, that you, Lord, would use us where you've placed us to be witnesses of your love and your mercy and your grace and your forgiveness. Help us, Lord, to spread that, not with just our actions, Lord, but with our words. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to lay these on the altar up here. You can come and collect them and pray over them throughout the week.
Search the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Well, then you came along and put me back together. And every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There is nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures and flaws. Lord, you've seen them all and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. There's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn grace. armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There is nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. You believe that today? Amen. Amen.
One day in your house, better is forgot to give me my binoculars.
Stewardship. We talk about stewardship quite a bit, or I think about it quite a bit anyway. And there's kind of four components I try to focus on. You know, the ownership. We know who owns what we have and what we're given. The responsibility. So we have a responsibility to do something with that. The accountability. We know we'll be held accountable. But there's also the question, you know, what's in it for me? Is there a reward here? And the short answer to that is yes. So we can stop there and move on, or I can keep talking. Should we take a vote? All right, I'll keep talking. So I say that, and so I'm going to try to back it up a little bit. In Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. So it says so right there, black and white. So what do these rewards look like? I didn't come up with this on my own. I probably should give credit to whoever wrote some of these things. But I went diving and digging for some things. Come up with four versions or four rewards. One is a connection to God. If we're working with God's stuff and for God and to His purpose, we're going to make a pretty good connection to Him. And Jesus writes in John, or He says in John records it in chapter 14, verses 12 and 13, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing and will do even greater things because I go to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so the Father will be glorified in the Son. So whatever we ask, we think about that in our prayer life. Whatever we ask, we can expect if we do it in His name, if we're aligned with Him. So the more we do aligned with Him, the more connected we get. And that's a reward, connected to God. We also get our needs met. And we're going to move to Philippians 4, verses 17 through 19. God will supply your needs, not in Paul's writing to the Philippians, and the Philippians have given to Paul's missionary journey. So they've been pretty generous, and Paul's all excited about it, and he's kind of thanking them, and he's encouraging them, and he says, God will supply your needs. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek for the profit which increases your account. I have ample supply because of your gift. And there's a little paraphrase in here. And then verse 19, he says, my God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Jesus Christ. So there's a promise, a reward. God's going to meet our needs. There's a peace involved, like an emotional well-being. In same chapter in Philippians, back up in verses 6 and 7, he says, hey, don't be anxious for everything, but by prayer and supplications, bring everything to God. And this peace of God that surpasses all understanding, you get to experience that. Again, that's paraphrased. In along the same lines, there's a fulfillment or a purpose. We get to experience something bigger than the sum of the parts, right? In Philippians 4, I'm gonna stick with that chapter. In verse 11, not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being fulfilled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthened me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. So the Philippians are part of this missionary journey, this work of God that is bigger than the sum of the pieces. And I think of the verse, I think it's in the Old Testament, it says, hey, a cord of three is not easily broken, right? And so I'm thinking about that, and I'm like, well, if I got three, I'm an engineer. I got three strings, and they can each hold up 5 pounds. Well, I can hold up 15 pounds with these three strings, and that's true. But if we weave them together, braid them together, it actually holds more than that. So the more intricate we're woven with each other, with God, the more the more better it is. And the more better. So do you believe all this? And we are, I heard the question asked, do you believe this? What we believe determines what we do, our behavior. Anybody remember the wheelbarrow story? Pastor Brian shared it. No, you don't remember? Miss Bonnie remembers it. Well, I'm not going to say it again, but if you don't remember, ask somebody that remembered or ask me after service. So, but the punchline is our behavior, what we do, is evidence of what we believe. How's that? With that, I got some volunteers, right, to come help with the offering. They're volunteers or voluntolds, I'm not sure. Yeah. All right. Want to pray with me? Father God, we do thank you for all that you've given us. We thank you that there's more to life than what we see, than what we hold on to, and that that we can experience this more by giving back to you, by connecting with you, and by enjoying the blessings that you offer us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy.
Remind you of the class that I'm going to teach next week, right after, about a half hour after we close, give or take a few minutes. Apologetics, why we believe and what we believe. And we're going to start with sin, and we're going to work our way down through that list. I'm going to try to keep it at 5 weeks, just so you all know. So I encourage you to come out for that. The only book you're going to need is your Bible. And I really encourage you to bring that, because we're going to be digging through it. Because everything that we believe as a church comes from Scripture. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray, Lord, for the strength and your anointing, Lord, to go forth from this place proclaiming your word, Lord, proclaiming Jesus. Not only, Lord, in our words, but with our actions and words combined, that the world may come to know you as their Lord and Savior. And we ask this and we give you praise, thanking you for the food and for the fellowship again. In Jesus' name, amen.